Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Both teams come out on the floor ready to get this game underway. Matt Jones will jump center for Mountain Home, and DeVaris Whitaker will try to win the tip for Nettleton. Official comes to center court. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by Mountain Home. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Nelson starting off in a man-to-man defense. Sorrell takes the ball on the left wing. Up top to Gilbert. Over to Tabor on the right side. Tabor will throw it up top to Harris. Over to Gilbert on the left. Now ball goes up top to Sorrell. Now he'll dribble to the right wing. Sorrell gives up top to Tabor. Over to Harris on the left wing. Harris will give it up top to Gilbert. Now an offensive foul away from the ball. An illegal screen called on Dawson Tabor. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one in the first half. And Mount Home will commit their first turnover with 7:17 left in this opening period. Daniels into the front court for Nelton. Throws over on the left side to Graham. Graham's going to go down to the low block, put up the jumper, will not go, may have been partially blocked. Mount Home comes up with the ball. We are a minute into this contest as Gilbert gets it into the front court, throws over on the left wing to Sorrell. Back up top to Gilbert, over to Harris on the right side. Now gives it to Jones. Jones will pull up for the three on the left wing, will not go. Tabor gets offensive rebound. He's going to go back over there and loses the ball, may have been partially blocked. As Nelson comes up with it, Daniels quickly back the other way. He's going to go into the lane for the running jumper. Will not go. Rebound is tipped to McCullough. Now ball goes to Anderson, and travel call is going to be called on Nettleton. That's their first turnover of the game. Comes with 6:33 left to play in the opening quarter. No scores of yet. Gilbert walks the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Finds Sorrell on the right wing. Up top to Tabor, over to Gilbert on the left. Now Gilbert will set up the offense, throws it up top to Tabor, over to Harris on the right. Harris will take the screen. He's going to go down a little closer to the corner, gives it there to Gilbert. I thought he was about to take the screen from Tabor, but it went the other way. Now Sorella has it, gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbling near the half-court line, goes back to the right wing. Takes the screen from Tabor. He's going to pull up at the right elbow. Nope, they're going to wave that off. They're going to call Tabor for another illegal screen. Dawson Tabor picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home, and their second turnover of the night. Tabor will check out of the game with his second foul. He's replaced by Abe Crawford, a 6-foot senior. 5:51 left in the third quarter. No score as of yet. Daniels into the front court for the Raiders. Dribbles on the right wing. Gives it there to Whitaker. Whitaker's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. Will not go. Daniels gets offense rebound. He goes back up for the reverse layup. He can't get that to go. And this time, Jones gets the rebound. And back on the Bombers. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for Mountain Home. Both teams still looking for their first basket. Sorrell has it now on the right side. He's going to drill toward the free throw line. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by McCullough, who's back the other way, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That was Matt Holmes' third turnover of the night. 5:17 left to play in the third quarter as Adam Sorrell picks up his first personal foul. That is the third team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Taven McCullough to try to give Nelton the first lead of the game. First shot is up. No good. So one more free throw for Taven McCullough. McCullough's second shot is up, and it's good. He gets one of two, and Nelton strikes first. 1-0 our score again. 5:17 left in the first quarter. Gilbert will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws it over on the right, left side to Harris. Up top to Crawford. Now Gilbert has it near the top. Gives it to Harris on the left wing. Harris is going to dribble towards the paint. Now kicks out to Sorrell on the left corner. Sorrell dribbles out to the wing. Goes cross court to Crawford. Crawford will give it up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert takes the screen. He's going to dribble down into lane. Going up for the layup. It rolls around. Will not go. Jones tips it back up off the glass and in. Matt Jones with his first 2 points of the night, and that's our first lead change of the night as the Bombers lead 2-1 with 4:39 left in the first quarter. Here's Daniels with it near the top for Nelton. Now he drills to the left wing, picks up his dribble, throws it up top to Anderson. Anderson will give it on the right side to Whitaker. Whitaker's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup, and Wolf bounces around and goes in. DeVaris Whitaker gets his first 2 points of the night. Second lead change this evening as Nelson's up 3-2 with 4:15 left in the opening period. Ball goes over to Sorrell on the right side. He takes the screen from Jones, dribbles into the lane, going up for the running jumper, will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Whitaker. He's quickly back the other way for Nelton. Whitaker dribbles at the top. Now he's going into the lane, going up for another layup. This one hits the side of the backboard, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. 3:56 left to play in the first quarter. Bombers with the ball, trailing 3-2. Gilbert dribbling into the lane, is going to have his layup stripped away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Nelton, it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 3:48 left to play in the first quarter. Adam Sorrell's going to check out of this game as he's replaced by Jake McGee, who comes in for the first time tonight. McGee, a 6'1 junior. 3-2, Raiders leading it. McGee will inbound it to Abe Crawford on the left side. Crawford dribbles a little more on the wing, now gives it near the corner to McGee. McGee dribbles out to the wing. Gives up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert takes the screen. Thought about the three. Now throws it down to Jones on the low block. Jones going to go up for the layup. Shot's blocked by Whitaker. And McCullough comes up with the ball. He's quickly back the other way for Nelton. McCullough will throw it near the left corner to Graham. Now ball goes up top to Whitaker. Now Whitaker is going to drill down into lane. Going to go up for another layup. This one will not go. He tries to tip back up and in. Matt can't get that to go. Gets his own rebound once again. This time he's going to be fouled on his way up, and he'll head to the free throw line. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul. That's the 14th foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So with 3:15 left in the first quarter, it will be DeVaris Whitaker at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 2 points so far this evening. Whitaker's first free throw is up and good. One more free throw for Whitaker to try to build on Nelson's advantage. Again, 3:15 left in this opening period as Whitaker's second shot is up. No good. He gets 1-2. Offensive rebound for McCullough. Nelton gets the ball back, leaning 4-2. Now McCullough's going to go down into the lane, going into the lane for the layup. Good. And Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 3:08 left to play in the first quarter. It is Nelton leading Mountain Home with 6-2. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1, lose weight. 2, control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Mount Home taking their first time out of the night with 3:08 left in the first quarter. Bombers looking to get something going offensively. Right now they trail Nelton by a score of 6-2. Jake McGee inbounds it to Wyatt Gilbert, gives it back to McGee, and Nelson's going with his own press this time. Ball goes to Gilbert, back to McGee, back to Gilbert. They still got to get across the timeline. Gilbert throws it into the front court to McGee. Mount Home does break the press. Now here's Crawford giving it up top to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Now they're switching back to a man-to-man. No, I'm sorry, that's a 2-3 zone right now. Ball goes over to McGee on the right side, up top to Gilbert, back over to McGee. Now McGee gives it to Jones. Cross court to Gilbert on the left wing. Ball goes up top to Harris. Harris will throw it to McGee on the right side. Now up top to Crawford. Back over to McGee. Down to Jones on the low block. Jones going to blow by his defender. Go ahead for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with 4 points. All four of Mount Holmes' points in this game. 6-4. Nelson leading with 2:15 left in the first quarter. Daniels into the front court for the Raiders. Mount Home in a man-to-man. Now Whitaker has it once again. He's going to dribble into the lane, going up for the layup. His basket counts, and he's fouled. 2:04 left to play in the first quarter as Whitaker will have an and-one situation. Abe Crawford picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home here in the first half. So DeVaris Whitaker with 5 points. So far he's 1 of 2 from the free throw line tonight. His shot is up. He misses it, and the ball will go out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the near sideline with 2:04 left in the first quarter. It is the Bombers trailing the Raiders 8-4 as Gilbert will walk the ball across the timeline. He dribbles on the left wing. Now takes a screen from Crawford. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. And the rebound's controlled by Daniels, who's quickly throwing into the front court to McCullough. McCullough's going down into lane. Now his pass is knocked away and stolen by Satch Harris. That is Nelson's second turnover of the night. 8-4, Nelson leading it with 1:38 left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing. Throws up top to McGee. Over to Harris on the right side. Finds Crawford near the elbow. Back to Harris. Harris will take the screen from Crawford. Throws a no-look pass to Crawford in the corner. Now back to Harris on the wing. Now up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert will drill to the elbow. Now throws it down to Jones on the low block. Who's going in for the layup? Can't get it to go. Tries to hit back in. He can't get that to go either. And this time McCullough gets the rebound. And he'll throw it quickly to Anderson, who's back the other way going up for the layup. No good. And McGee gets the rebound. And back come the Bombers. 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. It is Nelson leading 8-4. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over on the left wing to Jones. Jones will give it to Gilbert near the left corner. Now gives it back to Jones. Up top to McGee. Over to Harris on the right side. Harris is going to drill down into, towards the corner. Pull up for the jumper. Will not go. And Whitaker gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way for Nelson. 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Now ball goes up to McCullough on the right wing. His three-pointer will not go. And Jones gets the rebound. And he'll give it to Gilbert, who will walk it back the other way for the Bombers. And Mounts Holmes probably going to hold for the last shot of the period. It's a four-point Nelson lead right now. 15 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Now down to 10 seconds. Nelson in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to McGee on the right side. Down to Crawford in the corner. Back to McGee. 4 seconds. Ball goes to Harris. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Jones will get the rebound. He can't get the follow in time. And we have reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home trailing Nettleton 8-4. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!